summary. God took Abraham to become a father of a special nation. He should be blessed, and through him, a whole nation should be blessed. The Messiah would come out of the Israelites. When they were in Egypt, 70 people first, they became millions in more than 400 years. And God chose Moses as a leader. And the Israelites had the chance to get out of the bondage, out of slavery. They were freed. Came into the desert, got the Ten Commandments. God gave them a constitution, laws, for a society that would astonish the surrounding nations. A society where the poorest could still exist because of God's love. God made laws that the poor ones, the widows, the fatherless, the strangers, the slaves, could still exist because of the second tithe, because of the Sabbath year, and of the year of Jubilee. And there was a rule that those who had nothing to eat, that they were allowed to go into the field of another person and to take what he needed for a meal. Isn't that interesting? Someone walking by your orchard, he's in really in need, so not just appetite, it's real hunger, doesn't have anything. So before he dies, he is allowed to take your apple, your pear, your peach, your cherry, whatever, so that he does not have to die, that he still can exist. He should not take everything just for a meal when walking by. God has a look for the poor ones in society. And we find an interesting quotation in the writings of Ellen G. White. There were no beggars among them, neither anyone who suffered for food. These regulations were designed to bless the rich no less than the poor. To bless the rich when they give to the poor? Yes. Why so? The rich ones, they would restrain avarice and a disposition for self-exaltation and would cultivate a noble spirit of benevolence. And by fostering goodwill and confidence between all classes, they would promote social order, stability of government. We are all woven together in the great web of humanity. And whatever we can do to benefit and uplift others will reflect in blessing upon ourselves. An interesting quotation, isn't it? Whatever we can do to benefit and uplift others will reflect in blessing upon ourselves. Doesn't seem logic, but it is truth from God. And if we acted like this, there would be no beggars, no people who die of hunger on this planet Earth.